Aquafina, no fishing. That click, Aquafina, Pulp Fiction. Nose ring, nose bleeder, dark tip, Posita, John Cena. Now you see it, now you don't. Shorty, let me get it, never double, don't. Lady in the street, lady in the song. Wetter than a beach, tighter than the Bronx. I see her, I see like Sia. Bad then Asturia, Labia.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another Crash Landing with the one and only Tape Dispenser here on WMUC-FM College Park, where we bring audio radiance to our radio audience. Like I said, this is the one and only Tape Dispenser, intergalactic explorer extraordinaire, coming at you from the planet most afar. It's hot as anything in here, but hey, it beats freezing a couple weeks ago. So, you know, nice way to warm up, and yeah. There's these two guys. Let's see if I can get a read on.
Join them! Bring balance to the Force! Not leave it in darkness!
Oh, jeez, what's... Oh, no.
You were my brother, Anakin! I loved you!
Oh, God, he's on fire. Oh, I'm getting out of here. Oh, no. I'm not sure what was up with that, but we're here on the planet Mustafar to bring you all kinds of fun rock and mosh music tonight. That was tragic. I'm gonna maybe see about reporting that to someone. In the meantime, enjoy a quick PSA.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
All right. Shout out to Graduate Labor Union. And like I said, we're coming at you with some heavy hitting rock, so get ready to jump and mosh and kick and shout. We've got all kinds of crazy bands coming at you tonight, all across the galaxy. It might be hot as anything here, but people work up a sweat. You know, Mustafar's got some really, really fantastic, it's just a fantastic music scene. I mean, you want a place for heavy rock, you want a place for kicking, swinging bands. This is the place, I'm telling you. So, you know, I really just had a kick for some rock, something heavy, something loud to keep the energy going this week. And I think Mustafar is a great place to start. We've got all kinds of cool bands here, including VOCs.
Catarisma, fill the young boy.
All right. And that was a Mandalorian group. They're pretty sick, pretty cool. And we're going to keep things going. This next band, real, real funny. They got a, kind of maybe sardonic sense of humor. But, these guys met actually on Tatooine. They met in a Sarlacc pit. Real, real miserable time. Spent a year in one once. It was no fun. But, they met in this Sarlacc pit, and they really just took that. And turns out they were all musicians. They'd all played at one time at Mos Eisley, but, they didn't really like their sound there. They were more in favor of some other more jazzy sounds. But, I don't know. Those bounty hunters, they're picky. They don't like their musicians, and they'll throw them in a Sarlacc pit just like that. So you better watch yourselves out there, especially in the Outer Rim. Up next, it's Worm Rot with When Talking Fails. Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess if you're a bounty hunter, that's a little too heavy for you. I don't know. Those guys out in the Outer Rim, like, they're a little weird, but you gotta be a little weird to be a bounty hunter. I don't know. I always liked the exploring. I was never one for the, the hunting and the killing and the whatever, and the whatnot, I don't know what their deal is, but... Yeah, Jabba wasn't a fan, but... I hear there's a new guy running actually out on Tatooine now. They got this guy, what's his name? Boba Fett. They say Jabba's dead, but I have yet to confirm, so we'll see. Up next, just fantastic band. Bunch of Twi'leks who you think you're going to get this whatever, I don't know, just get ready to just scream. Their vocalist, I don't know how she does it, but it's great, it's cool. Let's go. Yeah. I mean, awesome. It's like a bunch of screaming Ewoks out there. I caught them in concert, and incredible, awesome, fantastic. I have never seen so much energy, you know, and I've been all across the galaxy. I've seen a lot of crazy things, you know. I've seen people tripped out on drugs you wouldn't believe down in Coruscant, but the energy here was just electric. I mean, they were bringing the heat on Mustafar. That planet is volcanoes, people. So, I mean, awesome. and up next, we're just keeping the hits coming with the ILYs. They're a droid band that sounds surprisingly human. Yeah, you'd never believe it's droids. I mean, Siri, like, a bunch of translator droids. Yeah, I mean, they sound human as anything, but... well, that's droids for you. I don't know. They got a real, real crazy look to them. Real, real cool. And, you know, awesome. I am honestly just surprised they didn't melt here. It's hot as anything. I've got, you gotta have some special shoes, whatnot, things that can withstand the heat and the rocks. It's all igneous in here. You got some sharp, sharp rocks down there. It's more glass than it is rocks, more glass than, you know, dirt and land, so... yeah, well, you know, that's what I'll say. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, if I check my little entry here, it just says, volcanoes, period. nothing else. So, you know, leave it to the one and only Tape Dispenser to dish out any extra information you might need to prep for your travels to other planets. I'll be here all night, folks. Just kidding, I'll be here till 1 a.m., but I am here every Thursday night at midnight here on WMUC-FM College Park. You know, hey, look, I'm an explorer. I've been all over the galaxy. I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen double sunsets, triple sunsets, and I've seen the legendary planet of Magrathea. But, you know, I still got to get a college education because that's just apparently not enough on a resume anymore to say that I've traveled all over the galaxy and I've seen more things than most people do in several lifetimes. But, yeah, that's the modern day job hunt for you, unfortunately. Same here on Earth as it is down in space. Oh, well. and up next, gotta be some of my favorites for tonight. Just real, real funky folks. They sing in Huttese, actually, but none of them are actually connected to the Huts, thankfully. I don't really like those guys. But here's Nagarai Daibutsu, Nagarai Daibutsu, and if, oh man, okay, we're having a little interference, guys. Sorry, solar flare. We're back. I'll play a little double feature here. This is actually their opening they did for a show on Andor. The Ewoks really love this kind of stuff. I mean, it's better than Yub Nub, so. And here's the song I was going for, folks. Sorry. They play stuff outside of Endor as well, so don't worry. It's a little tough here. All these volcanoes create a lot of electromagnetic interference. Mustafar's got a whole lot of issues with that, but it makes the music sound really cool and distorted.
Yeah. 縮小も皆乱れ打ち怖いメスが来た蹴り進めたわ続きでしょうてこじるてバカはベスしまつくえチンチクランダチンチクランダチンチクランダチンチクランダ
All right, all right. Hopefully that was a little better. I know the Ewoks have a sound that not everyone appreciates, but I feel like that was pretty solid. And I got one more song real quick up for you guys before I try to get in contact with my buddy from the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department here at University of Maryland College Park. We're actually playing an Earth Band here as Turnstile from the DMV. All right. Hopefully that lived up to all the other Mustafar and other bands. I mean, they got their start down here on Earth, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll make it to Mustafar soon enough. And it is just about the half-hour mark past midnight here. It's just about 12:30 a.m. Friday morning or Thursday after midnight, if you're so inclined to call it that. Whatever works. Doesn't matter. It's late at night here on Earth. And it is just about time for me to get in contact with my buddy who's always staying up late. and I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about a friend who always stays up late. Wink, wink. from the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department. And let's see if I can get him. Phone signal here on Mustafar is a little wonky. Gets really disrupted pretty quickly. But I think I've got a little something rigged together here that should work. Let's see how it goes. Oh, I got it. Hello? Can you hear me? Yep, you know who. All right. Cool. Thank you, and good luck. I will see you back soon enough. Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I might stick around a little longer. Just a little longer here on Mustafar. You know, the heat doesn't sound too bad now. All right. So, folks, you're tuned into WMUC-FM College Park, where the one and only Tape Dispenser is here to bring you the weather for this weekend down here in the College Park area. So tomorrow, Friday, or today, Friday, if you want to be a real stickler, will be a high of 53, low of 40 with rain in the AM, ending pretty early, though, so it's okay. It'll part to more or less just cloudy skies throughout the day. Saturday will be a high of 52, low of 35. Temperatures dropping just slightly. It'll be partly cloudy with a potential for rain later into the night. And Sunday is bound to be interesting. It is a high of 38, low of 31. And weather forecasts are calling for potential rain turning into snow possibly later in the day. Doesn't seem conclusive yet whether it's rain, snow, or some wintry mix, as they like to say. That's a meteorology term. You know, that's a nice little 2-cent word for you. I don't know. It'll at least get you a foot in the door. I don't know. I wouldn't know, because I am a soil scientist, and I don't know nothing about weather. That's all witchcraft to me. And as I look outside my trusty, dusty, rusty, crusty, musty window, I can tell you that it is, in fact, dark outside here in College Park. There's your weather up to the minute with the one and only Tape Dispenser broadcasting live from Mustafar, between a whole lot of volcanoes and, you know, just watching my six for any lava flows, but we'll be okay. And we're keeping the music flowing as well. Up next, we've got... what do we got? What do we got? oh, man. I got sweat in my eye. That's what I got. Yeah. So, other thing is, aside from, you know, some special clothing, you might want to bring a whole lot of water. There's not a lot of water here. It's just lava. I haven't worked out a great system for that yet. Yeah, I mean, you wanna be a millionaire, figure out how to get water on Mustafar, and I'm sure the concert venues will pay you handsomely. Up next is a band from Kashyyyk. They're Wookiees, but they do actually speak standard, which is pretty nice, pretty fun, but they've got real power in their music, real fun, cool stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, just, like, awesome. 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 And what is... Where is that music coming from? Oh, okay, good. Someone out there. Phone ringing or something. I don't know. They had a weird ringtone. But whatever. I just have to. Big fan of Wookiee's got a lot of power behind him. You'd think most of them are not quite vegetarian, but you know, they kind of stick to small bugs and things. They don't eat a whole lot of meat, but man, they are strong and they just make some real powerful rock. And we got another Wookiee band in here. If you guys are willing to sit through an 11-minute song, but I just think it's just real nice. It's real nice. I got a real treat for you. And if I can pronounce this right, let me warm up my throat. Okay. All right. This is by and let's take it away. This one's a real trip too. It'll maybe be a nice little break from a real heavy hitting moshing and headbanging, but just give it a listen. It's real good.
Peace.
erupting all over most of you as you watch the splatter of red-hot metal molten, spewing hot glass all over the earth. Oh yeah, you see the vision now? Folks, I know it's a long song, but come on, you gotta give it a listen. Will you watch these molten lava flows, magma, hot enough to melt Mandalorian Beskar, rolling over glass as it melts and melts in your mind? Now, perhaps I could have ended with that, but I thought I'd give you guys a little break before we get into some news and joke and get back to a couple more heavy-hitting songs. So, what did y'all think? Those Wookiees really know how to... They know how to rock. They can make some real psychedelic somethings. I mean, awesome. So... You've been tuned in to WMEC-FM College Park with the one and only Tape Dispenser, broadcasting live from Mustafar with heavy metal and a little bit of psychedelic to give y'all just a little break. Make sure that your head was spinning after all that head banging. You could sit back and just space out a little bit with me, because that's what we do here on Crash Landing. We explore and space out and have fun and keep it real cool. We real cool here, I promise. All right. And so, as always, I like to bring you a bit of galactic news here from out in the galaxy, because I know not all of you have access to a spaceship like I do, but hey, I built it myself. Believe me, I work hard. And so, in galactic news, I guess if we're, you know, sticking to the whole rock thing tonight, Hot Black Desiato, frontman of Disaster Area, the plutonium rock band. If you haven't heard of them, I mean, come on, you know. I'm sure you guys have heard their songs, you know, the whole, they follow that theme, boy meets girl, you know, beneath silvery moon, which then explodes for no adequately explored reason. It's a thing. I don't actually care much for their music. That's just personal opinion, though. But Hot Black is spending a year this year legally dead for tax reasons. So, you know, that'll give the galaxy a nice little bit of quiet. No more blowing up planets, blowing up ships or anything, sending things into the sun, thankfully. And so, joke now or later. Joke up first. Let's do it. As always, I like to take little joke submissions from my one very dedicated listener. Hi, Mom. And we got, you know, not really a related joke or anything, but I kind of thought it was a little funny. I'll admit this one was a little funny. Don't get a big head, though. So, a history and a psychology professor are sitting outside at a nudist colony, and history professor asks the other, "Have you read Marx?" And the psychology professor replies, "Yes, I think it's from the wicker chairs." I hope someone found that funny. I mean, I found it a little funny. And hopefully, if anyone's listening right now, shout out if you're listening right now, by the way. Hopefully you found that funny. I don't know. Anyway, we're getting right back into the music with Mudvayne. There's some real dirt muckers. Dirt muckers? I don't know. Trying to think of a cool phrase. You know, yeah. Let's just get into the music. Let's get into the music here. I'll talk later.
Seems crippling. Let me under through corridors. Aromas thick with age. Mark off the day. Repentance of my life are fading. Pull me out the body. You want it. People frail and rotting. Descending. A massive church of that's collapsing. You want it. Casting to make I take the body. You want it. Who wants me? Bastards found its place. Salvation is no more. Will God accept my peace? Which will pardon me? Reflections on my life are fading for me. Out of body, you want it. People frail and rotting, descending. I'm lost in such a death, collapsing. You want it? Casting to make God take the body. You want it? Who wants me?
No, I-
failure. And in a gloom as wide as an eye, I'm fermenting, roiling hate, death gripping my veins.
And we're going right from this to the Rhodesian band. Caught these guys in concert too. They actually were an opener, but I liked their stuff. I thought it was pretty dang cool. It was pretty solid. Let's see if we can get it working. Awesome, it worked. Okay, cool. Yeah, I can't have my technology out too much longer. I'll hit you with one last song here. I'm squeezing it in just under the minute, I know, but it's pretty catchy, it's pretty good, and I just had to. Yeah, anyway, I gotta pack up soon or my stuff is gonna melt.